From the NorthwestNow.net News Center with your Fast Break Sports Report, I'm Christian Emery. Orlando Arcina hit a tying home run with two outs in the ninth inning. Kyle Farmer drove in the go-ahead run on the single in the 11th. In the Colorado Rockies defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 Sunday. Arcina's solo shot off of Brewers closer Trevor McGill tied the game at two. Tyler McKinley struck out pinch hitter Jake Bowers and Isaac Collins before retiring Caleb Durbin on a flyout to end it. Farmer singled off of Grant Anderson to score the automatic base runner Brenton Doyle as the Rockies rallied with a run in each of the last four innings after they were shut out in the previous 16. Sal Frelick and Christian Yelich homered in the sixth inning off of Colorado starter Yermín Márquez for a 2-0 lead. The Brewers begin a six-game road trip Tuesday with Freddy Peralta starting the opener against the New York Mets. Tarek Skubal struck out 13 hitters in 7 innings, and the Detroit Tigers defeated the Minnesota Twins 3-0 Sunday night. Skubal allowed only one hit, a clean single to right by Ty Francis in the 5th inning, as he improved to 10-0 with a 1.74 ERA over his last 15 starts. The strikeouts matched Skubal's career high. Chris Paddock, who is now 3-7 on the season, gave up 2 runs in 4 2/3 innings for the Twins. In the NBA, Bobby Portis, one of the league's top reserves, declined his player option for next season and instead agreed to a new 3-year, $44 million contract to remain with the Milwaukee Bucks. Portis has gotten votes for the league's sixth man in the year in 3 of the last 5 seasons. The deal replaces an option where Portis could have made $13.4 million. Portis has been a fan favorite since joining them for their 2020-2021 championship season. He averaged 13.9 points, 8.4 rebounds, and 2.1 assists in 49 games last season. And that's your sports report.